Our scripture today, if you would like to follow along, is in the book of Luke there. I'm going to be reading something else too, so looking for a Bible here. Oh. In a church, you'd think you'd be able to find a Bible easier.
There you go.
Perfect, thank you. I got it. Got it. Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this, your word, which we're about to read, for the grace that you give us in this moment, the mercy that you shine upon us as you shine a light onto our path. For your word is just that, a light that helps us to walk the straight paths that you have given to us. We pray, Lord, that your word read today helps to change us, to encourage us, to challenge us as you desire. Lord, we also pray for your mercy to be upon the speaking of the word, the expounding upon it, the sermon. We ask you, Lord, that your light shines there too, that it is used for your glory and yours alone. We thank you, we praise you, and we love you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So Luke chapter 6, verse 20 to 31, hear now God's word. Looking at his disciples, Jesus said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven. For that is how their ancestors treated their prophets. Treated the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have already received your comfort. Woe to you who are well fed now, for you will go hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when everyone speaks well of you, for that is how their ancestors treated the false prophets. But to you who are listening, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. If someone slaps you on one cheek, turn to them the other also. If someone takes your coat, do not withhold your shirt from them. Give to everyone who asks you, and if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Again, the font, you guys can read that, right? Living for the moment. The picture there is a clock made out of a tree. A clock inside of a tree. A time. And there is one commodity that we all have, one thing that we all spend that's all common to each of us, and that's time. Time's a funny thing. I remember when I was first came here about 8 or 9 years ago, and my kids were a lot younger than they are now. Elijah's what, 17 now, so he was like 9 when we got here, and we were looking through the family pictures yesterday, and they were so small. I never realized they were that small before, and I'm not. As I just shared earlier, I'm not the best when it comes to like the little kids. They're so selfish, and I can't get over it. It's all about them, you know, and it's so hard to deal with. I got better as they got older. I did, and I was even okay then too. But I was telling this to some people here in the church once when I first got here, and someone told me, be careful, because one day you're going to turn around and they're not going to be there. They're going to be older. They're going to have their own families. They're going to be living somewhere else. And so my response every time someone has told me that was to, well, it's not today. This thing that we live in the moment, and we judge our lives for that moment, or we judge our lives, the entirety of our lives, sometimes based on that moment. Yesterday, I took the boys, Elijah and Johnny, Soda and Owen, to PIA, Pittsburgh Institute for Aeronautics, up in West Mifflin. They had an open house. And both the boys, Elijah and Johnny, loved it. It's something that they're seriously considering. That is coming up. Time is moving on. That moment where they were so young has now passed, and now they're getting older and they're starting to move on. And yet we still judge life by just that moment. This scripture that we read today reminds me of another scripture. In fact, it reminds me of a song. So I'm going to ask you online and here to do me a favor, and I'm not going to check you to see if you did, but I want you to close your eyes. I'm going to play a song for you. You let me know if you know it, but it's going to be a video which will tell you the song and who did it, so you know, I don't want you to look at that. But I couldn't do it any other way. So ready? Close your eyes if you're able to. I know some of you maybe don't like to close your eyes in public. Close your eyes. You know, someone might throw a pie in your face or something, you know. But you're safe here. Close your eyes. Here's the song. Now, you look again. What was that song? Turn, turn, turn. By? Birds. I had someone say bread the other service. I have a friend who's a great lover of the Beatles, and I always tell him that Turn, Turn, Turn is the best song the Beatles ever sang. He doesn't appreciate that. What year was that?
65.
I'll believe you. I don't know. And check. Yeah, somewhere around there. What book of the Bible is that from? What is it? And what chapter? What chapter? Any guesses? Well, then I'm not even going to ask you if you know what verse is. All right, let me grab it here. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 to 8. For everything there's a season and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to throw away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. This is one of my very favorite scriptures. In fact, it's one of my very favorite books. Ecclesiastes tends to be a very cynical book, and I do tend in that direction. And when you read Ecclesiastes, as the song goes, turn, 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 you know, every season changes. Most people, when they read this scripture, Ecclesiastes 3, 1 to 8, say, you know, that it's a song, a psalm of encouragement. When things get bad, they're going to get better again. There's time for everything. Life is not just an even keel, walking upon a plane for your entire life. It's ups and downs. The thing about Ecclesiastes, though, if you take it within the context as it's written, this psalm is actually saying, you think everything's good now, you just wait, it'll get worse. Sometimes I gravitate towards that, sometimes I don't. But this reminded me of our scripture today in the book of Luke. Jesus is looking out over the crowd, and there's so many people there from all walks of life. And he says to them all, "Blessed are you who are poor." The poor says, "Bless us. Why are we blessed? We don't feel blessed. Yours is the kingdom of God." That you, in this moment of your poorness, that through Jesus Christ, there is greatness coming. The kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be satisfied. The hungry don't feel blessed. They feel hungry. Jesus is saying it won't always be this way. Blessed are you who weep now, again, because it won't always be this way. Through the power of Jesus Christ and the love of God and the presence of the Holy Spirit, you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you. You don't feel very blessed during that time. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven, for that is how their ancestors treated the prophets. Remember, we don't judge life based upon the moment, how we feel. Jesus is saying that life is not lived in a single moment, but life is a collection of moment after moment after moment. The things that we experience now will change if we find ourselves in the valleys. You are blessed because eventually you will rise out of them. Jesus goes on to say, however, if you find yourselves on the mountaintops, woe to you, because this is just but a moment of your life. Other moments will come, and eventually you're going to find yourselves in the valleys. Woe to you right now, you are rich, because right now you're receiving your comfort. We know money comes, money goes. Comfort comes, comfort goes. The power of God to keep us at peace, however, remains. Woe to you who are well fed now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will mourn and you will weep. You know, those who are weeping in the moments, they don't say, blessed am I because I weep. Usually, if you're happy, you say, blessed am I because I'm happy. Remember the sermon we preached last week or the week before? The Pharisee and the tax collector, and the Pharisee said, thank you, Lord, that I'm not like him. Lifting up his own existence based upon other people's sufferings. Tax collector just wanted love, acceptance. That's all we wanted. Those whose life are going good now are basing their life on a single moment in time. Things change. We thank God, yes, for these moments that we're having now. However, they may not always last. Woe to you, Jesus says, when everyone speaks well of you, for that is how their ancestors treated the false prophets. Jesus says instead that it's not just the moments that we live in. We don't judge our or other people's existence based upon a moment in time. Elijah shared with me a clip from the movie. What was that movie called? It was Will Smith and his son. In Pursuit of Happiness. Pursuit of Happiness. And there's a scene where Will Smith goes up to the boardroom to have his interview to get hired for this internship process. And it's a very interesting scene. It's very encouraging, upbeat. You know, he's not dressed like they would expect him to dress, but yet he comes and he brings what he has. His charisma and his knowledge and his way with words, you know, and they're thoroughly impressed. So we read the comments underneath that. One of the ways I like to pass time for entertainment is read an article headline for Fox News and CNN, and not read the article, but just read the comments underneath to see what I can learn about the article. Very entertaining. You don't actually learn a whole lot, by the way. So this video, right, the video clip where Will Smith is about to get hired for the internship, and he's showing, you know, all this stuff, portraying this true-to-life guy, the comments underneath said what? Almost all of the recent comments. Don't trust him, he's going to slap you. Right? Or, be careful for the moments of silence because he's going to hit you. We are now judging Will Smith based upon one moment of his life. One indiscretion. We have now summed up Will Smith's life in that one error of judgment. And that's all he'll ever be now. Jesus is saying that's not life. Life is not one moment. It's a collection of moments. It's the ups and downs of life. Rejoice if you're going through a bad time because Christ is with you. Jesus even goes so far as to say, you know, actually forget about those moments and judging your life and how they are based upon particular moments. Jesus says, instead do this. Live your life this way. But to you who are listening, and I love this line because it's not just to the poor, to the hungry, to the brokenhearted. It's also to the rich, to the full. Anyone who is hearing what Jesus is saying, the rich who might have said, you're right, you know, I'm basing my life upon my money. What else do you have to say? Those who are going through good times and bad times, those who are willing to listen to Jesus, Jesus says this, instead, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you and bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. If someone slaps you on the cheek, turn the other one also. If someone takes your coat, do not withhold your shirt from them. Give to everyone who asks you, and if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. In other words, don't sit around and contemplate how good or how poor life is. We do that. Sometimes we need to. But don't stay there. Instead, live your life. Instead, love those who are around you. Give comfort and peace to those who seek to destroy you. Things are going great, good, live this way. Things are going bad, okay, they'll get bad, better. Live this way. It's a great challenge because things aren't always going well in our world that we live in. The United Methodist denomination is our political place that we find ourselves is cost of everything is going up. You ever pay for something with a debit card? You put your PIN in, tells you the price of what it is, and it says, is this okay? I just want to say, no, this is not okay. But you got to say yes. Things are rough. But Christ is reminding us that Jesus is with us. And regardless of how things are going, love, live that life. Because the life that we live and the collection of moments that we have eventually through Jesus Christ lead to life. And those who have gone before us, those who have lived their life, have showed us those moments, what it means to live in spite of all else. They showed us what it means to live Christ. Even when things are bad. And now, through Jesus Christ, they rest. They have peace. The fulfillment of their joy is lavishing them. We too are now in the moment of this life. Whether it's an up moment or a down moment, we are blessed because Christ is with us. I pray that we live this. As Jesus has directed us, to show us a love to those who are around us. I'll leave you with this prayer today. Thank you, God, for the tremendous sacrifices made by those who have gone before us. Bless the memories of your saints, God. May we learn how to walk wisely from their example of faith, dedication, worship, and love. We pray this today in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Go in peace.